Hello, everybody. This is Deborah Heim, and this is episode 88 of The Alternative Hair Alchemist. Thank you wherever you are for listening. I appreciate you. And today I'm going to try and give you some information that will help you wherever you happen to live, because a lot of people are starting to buy wigs that have been pre-owned. So I'm going to try and give you some tips of things that you may not think of if you're new to wigs, or you may not know, but I happen to know because of my experience either helping people or buying them myself. Okay, this is the thing with wigs. Sometimes the picture is not the best way to tell if you're getting a good deal or not. And I know that's frustrating. I can't say it often enough. And today we're going to talk about some things you may not be able to tell about that pre-owned wig from a picture. The first thing is the scent. And a lot of these things, the person that purchased the wig that thinks they're just trying it on, or I've only worn it for a few hours, that type of thing. The description is that somebody puts on their pre-owned wig is always going to have their opinion in it. And not everybody is aware of some of the things that they do. And one of them, a big one, is scent. Or smoking. Now, especially with synthetics, they can suck up odor, scent, smoke like a sponge. And sometimes people aren't aware of how much perfume they're wearing. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about with that. And like some scents are better than others, like, you know, and it's such a personal thing. If you're sensitive to scent, that might be a good question if you're buying to be able to ask. I know I sell a lot of the shop stuff that doesn't work for whatever reason. I sell it on Poshmark, and most forums where they're selling something, you're able to ask questions or not. So you might want to remember to ask about if they wear perfumes, if it's been exposed to scent. I know a lot of people that will do, you know, incense or home fragrances. It's something you don't think about, but when the wig gets transported, it's something that, you know, they'll probably claim it happened after it left their house, but it's a fair question to ask somebody. Another thing to be aware of is some people are now using root spray on wigs. Now, this could be really important. Well, not so important if you're going to get the wig and never wash it, but if you think you're getting a wig that has a rooted base and then you wash it and then the root is out, well, you know, you're going to wonder what happened. So you might want to ask them if they used root sprays. And also, just products in general. Ask people what products they use. Some of them are very heavily scented. You know, you by at least getting as much information as you can, that's going to help you make the best decision. But yeah, products in general, especially people with sensitive skin, if they're using wig products that you're not familiar with, a lot of people try a lot of beauty supply store stuff, and there are so many vendors out there. If it is sprayed really heavily along the nape of the neck, where most people tend to hit with the chemicals, you know, and you wear it and you're unaware, I've known of people that have developed rashes and stuff on their neck. So chemicals in generally, especially if you're allergy prone, you're going to want to know what the pre-owner of that wig used. And another thing that you may not be able to tell from the picture is sometimes when people get a heat-friendly synthetic and say they buy curly or say they buy straight, and they will use heat to straighten that wig out or curl it out. I have seen this done. I monitor a lot of wig groups where they do resales, and somebody had a wig up for sale that I know, even though it's heat okay, it had been straightened. And the crazy thing was it looked so cute straightened, and it worked out really well because when you find out that you, when somebody is able to show how much style can change just by using heat, then that makes everybody want that wig or appreciate that wig even a lot more. But this person didn't mention that it was straightened, and it wasn't me that was selling the wig. So, you know, that was just something I hope whoever bought that wig asked, because if you aren't knowing that, maybe you're like me. Maybe you don't have talent at straightening curly wigs, and you get that and you love it, and then you go to wash it and you get it out and it's all curled up again. You know, that's something you're entitled to know before you buy it. Again, it may affect you, it may not. I don't know how you feel about styling wigs, but here's my philosophy. I want to put it on and go. You know, that was something I learned along the way, because I too used to ask, can this be straightened? Can this be styled? And then somewhere along the way, I started to think, you know what? I don't really want to do that. I want to look good, and I want to know that I can look different, as in style changes. But you know what? You can do that just simply by a whole different wig. And that's much more fun. And again, it extends the life of all your wigs, because you're not putting so much wear and having to care for them. So, you know, it makes life a lot easier. But I also have clients that really like to spend time styling and combing. And so, you know, it's whatever works for you. Another thing you need to keep in mind with the pictures is, if it's a reseal situation, especially like on Poshmark, they have this thing called re-poshing, and you could do it in whatever group you're in. I mean, you can use this example. The person may be using pictures of the wig that they bought the wig from. You see what I'm saying? Like, I took pictures of a wig, I sold it to somebody, and then when they turn around and resell it, they're using the pictures that, you know, are a couple weeks old or what have you. And you always want to ask when the pictures were taken. And again, ask about the styling, the chemicals, that type of thing. What you want to see, or ask them, or it's ideal if you can see that wig in a recent picture and all four sides. I like to see the top, because that way you can see if there's permatease, or a lot of the wigs that they'll say have a mono part. Well, technically they do, but it's actually like you can see like the dots of glue along it. And, you know, again, that can be, you can run a Sharpie and stuff over that too, if that happens to you. But you still want to know, because somebody will present a wig as a mono and you're thinking like, you know, a $400 Raquel quality mono, and it's not. It's, you know, something from Temu. And by the way, I am doing an experiment. I've ordered from Temu, and I've ordered from a couple like real inexpensive wigs, and wigs that are like the hat hair. And I'm going to do a future podcast episode with my impressions of those, and I'll be able to tell you how they fit and what I think about them. But that's another thing that I see. Stuff coming out now on the really inexpensive tip really looks good. So I'm kind of excited to try it, but that's what made me think of the mono part, because a lot of them on there look great in the picture, up close not so much. So, you know, you want to see the top of the wig. A lot of people also ask to see the inside of the lace front, because, you know, that's something that's also going to show wear. And I can tell you this, I know this from buying used wigs myself from early on, and also now, users tend to minimize when they say how long they've worn that wig. And I'm not making a judgment about anybody. I just think you just tend to do it. We all think, oh, I just had this on for a few hours, but in reality, it was days. And I had this happen once before. I sold a wig to somebody, and she, you know, sent me a thank you note saying, oh, I love this wig. I sent a picture of herself in it. I've worn it to work. every day in a row for 2 weeks, and people just love my hair. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Well, a week or two later, I saw that same wig for sale. And, you know, she minimized the hours of wear. Bought it from such and such, which I had a problem with, because don't say my name is where you got it from if you've worn it since then. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I knew for a fact that she was saying it hadn't been worn, and I knew that she did wear it. So that kind of opened my eyes to be a little bit skeptical, because sometimes we all think we're being honest, but in reality, your perception, your memories can be a little bit different from what somebody else would think. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this week's episode up. Just keep in mind that you can try. One of the reasons I like to the resale route for wigs is because I do this with shoes as well. Like, I like really nice name brand shoes, and you can get a good pair of shoes that have been barely worn at like less than half the price, or approximately half the price. So if you're going to try, if you're thinking about trying something that is on the higher price range, if you can find one that somebody bought that was truly, truly only worn for a few hours, that nobody used chemicals on, or nobody has modified the style, and you can save a chunk of change, that's what I like to do initially. Like, I rarely will just pop out the whole money for even myself having a shop. I still do this, whether it is a wig or not. I like a bargain as much as the next person. However, I don't let it stop me from getting something I really want, but we'll talk about that in another episode. But when you get a slightly used, whatever it is that you're trying, you can get a lot more wig for a lot less price. And then when I know something works for me, say I spent, you know, just a fraction of the price that it would be, then I know it's safe to go ahead and buy one if it isn't on sale. And, you know, that situation comes up. And by learning how to work in the sale wigs that you get, it helps you keep your better, more favorite ones last a lot longer. And you can check Poshmark and eBay. That's a good place. There are so many wig resale groups online. Check those out as well. And hopefully something I said this week helped you. Thank you, Great Britain, Vietnam, and any other place that we have listeners. I love to see that when it's on the chart. It makes me so happy, because then at least I know somebody else is listening. And until next time, peace, love, and alternative hair.